Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day or Fuckin' Monday, however you want to fucking put it. It's the 24th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 82 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 48. So it's kind of cooled down. Must be some clouds rolling in. I mean, I hear we have one fire to the east of us. I was talking to my son last night. And so it's just about time for choke your ass, kill. I mean, fucking, you don't worry about fucking global warming. Worry about choking to death on the fucking forest burning down. I mean, I think the fire danger is probably into extreme by now. Time for some goddamn controlled burns, don't you think? That being said, we'll take a short break, and then we'll go over and we'll see if we can build on that fucking moral high ground. I mean, we're in some pretty steep competition here with pedophiles and fucking goddamn foreign invaders and fucking goddamn fraudulent bankers and the goddamn New World Order. So we're going to work on it. We're going to try and get, God, if we could just gain that moral high ground, we're going to give it a fucking go. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go see if we can search out something that, I mean, something that could gain us that ground. I mean, fuck, man, we're up against the bet. You're up against pedophiles. You're up against goddamn fucking rapos, murderers. Shit, it's God. How we get? Oh, we got to work at it. We got to get that moral high ground, people, so that we can act. We got to have the moral high ground before we act, don't you know? All right. What do you mean? I don't care. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put that up. It's still good. I went to the wrong thing. Because I was thinking, as I was doing, about something else. Hope everybody can still hear. We got Hunter Biden glued up to the top, finally. That was a good deal. Shit. Groundbreaking study reveals alarming 96% of U.S. climate data is tainted by warming bias. And this talks about the natural fucking warming cycles of the sun and whatever. And the shit that we already fucking know, have known for fucking years, have fucking, when we first started bitching about it and raising hell about it because they were trying to fucking fleece us more and fucking change our lives. Well, we were pre-conspiracy theories, but now, man, there's some investigative reporting going on out there by these goddamn incorporated fucking sites that want to take over the fucking internet. Investigating the pro-censorship UK expanding across the US. Oh, why not? All righty then. America First Legal, AFL, have announced its investigation into UK-based group known as the Center for Countering Hate, Digital Hate, CCDH. Digital Hate. That's different. AFL, a nonprofit often described as an alternative to the ACLU, then that makes you a fucking goddamn unlawful, non-governmental fucking agency with a fucking agenda. You're probably for queers. Whatever you're fucking throwing out there, if you're a fucking goddamn non-governmental agency, I don't really give a fuck. Get the fuck off our goddamn fucking internet. All of you non-governmental son of a bitches, you have no fucking authority to fucking say anything about our rights under the first article of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You need to get the fuck out of our way. It's starting the people into CCDH, which it refers to as a pro-censorship group that is a party to anti-free speech collusion with the government by filing several Freedom of Information Act FOIA requests. Now, see, this is it. This is more of that fucking goddamn controlled opposition, you see. I mean, they'll fucking, we can play this fucking game. Oh, yes, they are doing everything they're doing. Oh, it's unlawful. I mean, it's illegal. It's unlawful, illegal. No, it's unfucking lawful. You're fucking, this is the public fucking square, and you motherfuckers are censoring it. And you are doing so in violation of the fucking law, of the whole fucking Bill of Rights, and you fucking know it. And so to play this fucking game here, we'll go back and forth, and we ain't got nothing to talk about. You're fucking doing it. It's goddamn prima facie. You are fucking doing it. You admit to fucking doing it. You are goddamn traitors. You are goddamn enemies of the people. You're enemies of the individual free sovereign as you are violating our fucking rights and our law. We obtained an example of one of the FOIAs for you here, and I ain't going over there. They are addressed to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Oh, really? The FBI. Oh, really? They're going to get on it, boy. The Department of Homeland Security. Oh, goddamn, there's our saviors. And the Department of State. And the goal is to obtain any communications they may have had with CCDH headed by Imran Ashmed. It sounds like I guess the Middle East should be controlling this. Why not? Well, maybe he's a oi oi boy. Who knows? The bottom line is here, all of these non-governmental agencies talking about another non-governmental agency, which are all in violation of our fucking law. And well, man, they're gaining the high ground on us here, people. They're doing something here. The bias for looking into the people or to the group's activities in the United States is that although based in the UK, it has expanded its censorship, encouraging, as AFL put it, work to the U.S. as a 501c nonprofit. No, you mean another non-governmental fucking agency? No fucking kidding. From the UK, you mean from King Chuck into the goddamn administrative admiralty fucking just injustice system, fucking violation of the law that he has here in our fucking country. Fuck you, King Chuck. As far as the CCDH is concerned, the group is a nonprofit and an NGO, non-governmental organization. Who in the fuck's running the planet? Which, with nothing but noble intentions, fighting online hate and disinformation. Yeah, noble intentions, because you have no goddamn authority. We, the people, have the fucking authority as individual free sovereigns. And I'm not going to say it again. With all this shit's happening, you know why. Ahmed's professional profile gives a good idea of what exactly CCDH means by that. As per the organization itself, Ashmed is an authority on social and psychological Ganesh's, I don't know what the fuck you were, nobody else knows what it fucking means, so fuck it anyway. On social media, such as identity-based hate, extremism, disinformation, conspiracy theories. God, I've never heard none of this shit before. But you're going to do this. These motherfuckers come out with $1 million behind them, and suddenly there's a voice. Oh, and they're gaining the moral high ground here on us, people. These fucking 501c3 unlawful fucking non-governmental organizations running our fucking country on with their use of mammon and their use of fucking mercenaries. That's what these motherfuckers are. As is often the case with those that like to add a layer of opaqueness. Why you want to throw? See, you want to throw a fucking boy. That's you're brilliant. Opaqueness into their work. The organization and of the organization here is rather complicated. There are ties with the top Labor Party officials. No. They got ties with the that's the communists. Well, they're all communists and fascists and fucking capitalists. They're all capitalists for goddamn sure, because this is all to make fucking money. This is not to free the fucking people. Go look at your fucking streets, man. There's a video up on the trenches of fucking a Portland stretch of fucking highway with, I mean, miles of fucking these goddamn campers on the side of the road where they've been fucking displaced by this fucking invading force from foreign fucking countries that was allowed across our borders and that we didn't stop. I ain't going to say it again. I mean, it's just too fucking old to keep fucking saying it. Whose responsibility was it? Well, we just sat there and watched it happen. So now we can fucking live with it, can't we? Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, we mentioned last week, we hadn't heard about those son of a bitches for a while. Black Lives Matter movement. There has been a merger with another online disinformation crusade called Stop Funding Fake News. Fuck you. I do. The day that one of you piss ants and your goddamn little piss ant mush fucking brain can do my thinking for me and decide for me what is fucking misinformation, disinformation, or what is the truth or the not the truth, I'll fucking hang it up, because you don't know shit about Shinola. You have an agenda. If you have an agenda, then your fucking interpretation of this subject matter is going to be a little bit different than mine, isn't it? I base my fucking decisions on facts, pure fucking facts. If it ain't a fucking fact, and what is a fact is that you are fucking censoring us, and it is and you're all sitting. All these cocksuckers here are all together. They all shit through the same fucking hole. JFK Jr., huh? Naturally, COVID lockdown opponents were a prominent target, but when it comes specifically to the U.S. DCCDH, put not only those critics based in that country, but also Robert. See, they're trying to sell us on another selection, people. Are you going to fucking do it? Are you going to go commit treason against your fucking people again? Treason against your the law of December 15, 1791 again? Well, I mean, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., by God. I mean, he's one of us, right? Fuck you. And in its crosshairs as deplatforming targets, what is he fucking, who has went to fucking jail? Who's been had any kind of fucking punishment? Who's even had a charge filed him in King Chuck's court? These motherfuckers are, this is just bullshit. Aim to fucking keep you fucking sitting there and doing fucking nothing with your fucking hands folded on your fucking lap. And then you can sit there and the assholes will go, the vote, I guess, vote my right, man, vote. And I'll go voting, and that's what I'm doing, voting. You fucking idiots, you fucking degenerate, stupid motherfuckers. You do not deserve the air you breathe. It appears that the Biden White House, along with a dozen Democrat state attorneys, here we go, fucking left, right, phony fucking shit. Y'all are the same fucking motherfucking degenerates, fucking pedophiles, pieces of shit that you've always been. There's no difference in between you. We fucking know it. Attorneys general, fuck, that can't exist. That is a fucking violation of our law just for existing. Was quite ready to oblige and do so in concert with companies behind social media. U.S. Administration officials even use fairly unique phrases first coined by the CCDH, like the disinformation dozen, in emails sent to social sites. No, social incorporated 501c3 butt ass licking son of a bitches, man. These people are, this is the takeover of the fucking internet. And CNN and CN, CNBC and Fox are going to be at the top, and these are the goddamn little crony fucking incorporated motherfuckers that are they're going to be the opposition, don't you see? They're going to be the people that go out there and they're going to tell you the fucking truth. No, they're incorporated. You're fucking incorporated. When you're incorporated, you're a part of the fucking problem, not the solution. Deplatform. Here's the disinformation dozen for you people. Joseph McCullough, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Oh man, there's a fucking American. Ty and Charlene Bollinger, Sherry Tenpenny, Riza Islam. That's what it says. Rashid Buttar is what it looks like to me. Erin Elizabeth, Sayer Jai, Kelly Brogan, Christine Northrup, Ben Tapper, and Kevin Jenkins, all fucking traitors, all fucking non-governmental pieces of fucking shit. They're not going to do nothing for you. They just start out as a million-dollar, multi-million-dollar operation. You see the fucking people who fight in the fucking trenches. We got fucking nothing, and we got nothing to fucking lose. So we should start acting that goddamn way, don't you fucking think? And I can't read this little tiny shit because I'm going blind. The Biden administration and social media companies appear to have cooperated with a covert foreign influence operation. No. Every American should be outraged. No. You're not about you, you non-governmental piece of fucking shit. Every American should be outraged and send us some fucking money like the NRA. Get outraged. Do something. Make a difference. Send us money. At attempts by foreign nationals to pursue the United States government pressure the United States government and American tech companies to pressure them, my fucking ball sack. Go to fucking hell. They're all fucking swapping spit and having orgies and fucking with little fucking children. They're pedophilic pieces of shit. Oh, you betcha. They're pressuring this government, the United States government. There's no such fucking thing. There's a United States aristocracy, a corporate aristocracy, but there is no fucking government. They have no fucking goddamn jurisdiction over and the American nationals. They are fucking stealing us blind. They are stealing our fucking country. They are fucking pedophiling our fucking children and children around the world. They are trafficking. They are fucking pumping people across our borders to displace us for a recolonization of this fucking country by the third fucking world. You seen the goddamn pictures that came out of the Ukraine. The Ukraine is fucking looks like the United States should look, and our fucking country looks like a goddamn third world shithole, doesn't it? So these motherfuckers going to fool you, are they? And American tech companies to engage in censorship against protected speech. And the AFL's VP and general counsel, Gene Hamilton, adding, we are concerned about the extent of and reach of this operation into the inner workings of the United States government and will work to shine a light and expose. Oh, they're going to shine a light. I love that slogan. We're going to shine a light. How about you fucking put a bullet through their fucking heads? They have declared war on we the people, on our law. No, I would really not like to install fucking updates right now. Why don't you go fuck off? We are concerned about the extent and reach of this operation into the inner workings of the United States. I bet you fucking are. Government and will work to shine a light and expose the extent of the activities in the United States. And then we can all look at it, and then they'll shine another light on it. And we can look at it again, and they can shine another light on it. We can look at it, and pretty soon we are acclimated to it being the fucking norm, and it's a fait accompli, right? Isn't that how it fucking works? Let's see what we're at here. Excuse me. Okay. So we got here new leaked messages from authors of the 2020 proximal origin paper, which denied COVID-19's. No, fuck you. You built. I'm not going to play this game with you. You fucking was it a lab leak or did it just get crossed over naturally? You were over there fucking weaponizing goddamn fucking bacteria is probably because I don't think that there is such thing as goddamn viruses. I don't know what you're fucking doing, but you're building, you're making fucking poisons. You're making goddamn poisons to fucking depopulate the United States. Then we're going to play, oh, no, it was leaked from the lab. No, it was down at the other thing there at that goddamn market, don't you know? I mean, we're going to talk this fucking, fuck you. You have poisoned our people. You've killed about 6 million fucking people. And you motherfuckers deserve a fucking rope around your neck. And I care not for nothing else you have to say. Klaus Schwab just publicly admitted he is planning to implement China-style forced COVID lockdowns all over the world during the next pandemic, which he expects to happen soon because they're getting ready to, ooh, maybe it leaked from the Wuhan lab, or maybe they just fucking released it. What do you think, people? What do you fucking think? Look at this fucking piece of shit, turtle-faced motherfucker, Klaus Schwab publicly admitted, huh? Fuck you, Schwab, you piece of shit. You will fucking, we'll see what that look like, what you look like, because you ain't getting no fucking hood, buddy. When you fucking hit that 13th step and that fucking hemp rope goes around your treasonous fucking neck and you drop through the fucking chute in front of a mirror so you can watch yourself do the shit dance, you dirty son of a bitch. And this fucker looks like a goddamn Stalin Nazi or Stalin fucking communist. Pardon?
I said, we need to torture him first. That son of a bitch, he need to be tortured then, huh?
Yeah, like they've tortured and killed our fucking people, our fucking loved ones. They haven't hesitated and they don't hesitate in killing our fucking people. But what the hell? We just sit there and fucking watch.
If you think about it like this, man. They torture you every day by soft killing you with the poisons they put in the air, the shit they put in the water, the shit they put in the food, giving you cancer and not letting you have natural, you know, cures to get that shit up out of you. Then they turn around and sell you goddamn freaking mustard gas, basically, because that's what freaking chemotherapy is basically based off of, and they kill you and torture you like that. I mean, this day, like you said, man, like this is what you said last week, man, and it struck me so hard. I don't even want to be here. I don't want to be on this damn planet, Henry. I don't.
What decent fucking human being, what person with a goddamn conscience would be? I mean, you have to live with the fact that every day you wake up and you're a fucking coward. I mean, do you go and just kamikaze at your fucking self? Because the people will not get on that goddamn one fucking document, the goddamn document that empowers us to stop this. But we have to do it as a people, but we have to do it as individuals. That's the only way they could set it up where it could not be fucking touched. And there's too many people that fucking will chase that silver and that fucking gold. They care more about silver and gold than they care about their own fucking children. Well, you guys are going to find out. You got a hard fucking lesson coming to you. I guarantee it. See. New former ABC News producer James Gordon Meek has pleaded guilty to transporting and possessing child sexual abuse materials. No. I wouldn't believe it. Look at this son of a bitch. Meek once bragged about raping a toddler girl. Yeah, I'm sure he fucking did. And I'm sure there ain't nothing going to happen to this son of a bitch about it. This is some more of that desensitization going on. See, we get used to the toddler girls, and now, yeah, well, it happens. And then we got the article up on top, or the video up on top of the site with Hunter Biden with all them little six-year-old girls with dressed up like prostitutes all crawling all over him as he's doing coke, and he's sitting there naked, you son of a bitch. And then pretty soon we'll get acclimated to it. And, well, yeah, that happens. I guess it just happens. Well, wait till it happens to your fucking kid, but you probably don't give a shit anyway. Or you couldn't stand to fucking be, you'd be like me and Dion, you wouldn't even want to fucking be here. I'm disgusted. We're all cowards. Interesting how the media is more upset about the sound of freedom than this. And then I see they keep pushing that sound of freedom, bullshit, fucking bullshit. That's all it is. Pure fucking unabated. Well, I ain't turning nothing off for you. Fuck you. Climatologist Dr. Judith Curry testifies that the man-made climate change theory is a hoax, and that's a video. But in it, she makes it pretty goddamn clear. It is. It's all bullshit. They're burning the goddamn ozone off this fucking planet, man. You let that sun hit your goddamn arm. Just hit your arm for just a few seconds, and it's like fucking a hot piece of metal or something touching you. And the sun is whiter all the time, and they want to spray some aerosol up in the goddamn atmosphere. That'll fix it, won't it? This week in at NEJM at Tracy Bethoag, I guess it would be, wrote, and I prove that Israeli studies, which FDA relied upon, are confounded. Yeah, fuck yeah. It's all bullshit, and we already fucking know it. I mean, we fucking talked about this shit how many years ago? 5, 10? We've been talking about it all the fucking long. It's all fucking bullshit. It's always been bullshit, except that it is real, that there is man-made climate change. I watch the fucking jets go over every fucking day, shooting out the fucking chemtrails, burning off the fucking ozone, putting fucking aluminum oxide in fucking into the air to reflect the sunlight back. I mean, God damn it. And then I guess when you reflect it back, it's going to go through the ozone twice now, isn't it? And then again, not just gas stoves. Biden administration rule would outlaw nearly all portable gas generators. Well, I'm sure you would just love to, you fucking pedophilic prick. But I don't think you're going to be able to do it. I mean, you can outlaw making more of them. But you know what? A goddamn generator ain't hard to build, buddy. I mean, a person with average intelligence could build one in an afternoon. I know I could. I'll build a wicked fucking generator, you prick. You're going to have to get rid of fucking every alternator on this fucking planet before you can fucking stop us, you fucking... They show a picture of this son of a bitch. What a fucking dog shit-eating fucking pedophilic piece of garbage. Just months after Biden appointed regulator teased a ban on gas stoves, the administration is working to enact a rule that would prohibit the manufacture of nearly all portable gas generators on the U.S. market. You can fucking prohibit what you fucking want. We'll build our own. They ain't hard. I mean, anyone with a half-ass fucking intelligence can build a fucking generator, dickweed. A proposed Consumer Product Safety Commission rule limits the amount of carbon monoxide product can emit, with the commission admitting that 95% of the portable gas generators on the market cannot comply with its new standard. You just write standards? Is that something like a law or is that like a policy or something? You know what? Shove your fucking standard up your fucking ass. You don't fucking tell us what to fucking do, prickweed. You have no goddamn jurisdiction over an American national. We have, you declared war on us. We have the right to put a fucking rope around your treasonous ass neck, you motherfucker, that, and your pedophilic fucking, well, you're a pedophile too. Fucking, I guess that's a part of the fucking resume. And fucking, you know, I talked about the election the other day. It's Trump and Biden. I mean, lesser of two evils, how about which pedophile are you going to fucking vote for? Because they both been over there to fucking Epstein Island, haven't they? We know Trump has, and we know that nasty son of a bitch, Joe Biden, is a fucking pedophile, and his son's a fucking pedophile. So the lesser of two pedophiles? Is that what you assholes are going to go vote on? Huh? My vote. You know, you go vote for your fucking lesser of two pedophiles.
What do you mean, Henry Trump ain't gonna save us this go around? That's what you're telling me? He's not gonna save us, huh, man? I thought Trump was gonna pull out.
You goddamn right, man.
Those are some of the stupidest SOBs on the planet.
It's what gets me, dude. That's why I said I don't even want to fucking be here anymore.
Me too. You're the same way.
When you got to look at this fucking shit, I mean, it's like we were talking with Galen last week. I mean, this is prime of fate. I mean, goddamn, you can't see this? Yeah, you can. You just don't want to do nothing about it because you won't put yourself to the hazard. Man, the goddamn...
But you know what kills me about them, Henry? You can literally tell these idiots. You know, Trump set those folks up on January the 6th, and Trump gave y'all this shot. He shut down, you know, everybody's businesses. All this, he appointed Fauci. He did all this, and they still can't see it.
They can't see it, my ass. I can go to the front. I got it all down, every fucking all a list of his lies I can play over and over and over again. They just, you know what they look at, Dion? They look at their fucking pocketbook. They look at the fucking silver. They look at the fucking gold. It's just, this is just like the decadence in old Rome. This is the fucking Roman Empire. You know, I was thinking about it. You know, the standard for the fucking Roman army was the fucking golden eagle, just like the one that sits on top of that friend's fucking flag in fucking King Charles's fucking courts in this fucking country, unlawfully, in violation of their own fucking goddamn, well, it's just policy, but it is statutes, but it is just policy. It was never voted as law. The people never ratified it as law. But you see that fucking golden eagle. You've seen it in fucking Germany. You see it everywhere. And I mean, that should tell people something. It's sitting on top of your flag. That's not freedom. That's fucking war. That's a war fucking goddamn monocle. As a result, the industry industry leaders say the rule will prompt widespread generator shortages as manufacturers only have 6 months to design generators that meet the proposed regulation. That process normally takes years. Portable Generator Manufacturers Association exclusive director Susan looks like Orga told Washington Free Beacon. But she, like I said, I mean, to make a fucking generator, get a battery bank, and fucking get a source of fucking power, you know, something to turn the fucking generator, hook the fucking wires to a fucking voltage regulator so that it kicks off when it's charged, charge your bank of fucking batteries, then run it through a fucking goddamn power inverter and turn it into AC, and you got all the fucking juice you fucking want. I mean, it's not fucking rocket science. A regular freaking person can build their goddamn generator. And nothing can stop you. There are 10 zillion fucking alternators on this goddamn, in this country. Think about it. This is asinine fucking, I mean, this is, again, this is just to throw us off. Hey, you know what we're not talking about, Biden? It's your goddamn pedophilic son and your pedophilic ass and your brother's pedophilic acid, right? We're talking about, oh, goddamn, they're going to take, you ain't taking shit from nobody and you fucking know it. Anyways, guys, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's counting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And homeless could ever see it clear. The end is come almost here. Wasted days, wasted days. Watch your lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days. More wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen with Wasted Days. And man, you know, I think about it. I mean, have we just wasted these fucking days, or are the people going to fucking stand up and fucking put an end to this shit? Or did you waste your whole fucking life, man? Do you just go out and just fucking do your fucking last fucking deed, at least so you don't have to die a coward and leave it to them? You're going to get what you goddamn deserve. You'll get your silver and gold for a little while, but they're not going to let you fucking be among the fucking 500 million that they let fucking survive to serve them, you ignorant son of a bitches. And you fucking, God, you sit here and you watch this goddamn shit that I cannot bear. Little children being cut up, alive, and parted out. Oh, and they call it a multi-billion dollar industry. If you're doing it for money, you see, there's nothing wrong with it. It's okay to cut up little kids. What the fuck has happened to us? I'm disgusted. I truly am. Back to our story. Portable gas generators can help those who experience a power outage keep the lights on. And nearly 5 million households use them should the Biden administration finalize its rule. However, the generators could become difficult to obtain. Don't need them. The commission's rule prohibits manufacture from stockpile, from stockpile non-compliant generators prior to the rule's enactments. I don't give a shit. I can make a generator. Beyond the Consumer Product Safety Commission, President Joe Biden's emergency department has unveiled a slew of environmental regulations to fight climate change. The department says its proposed gas stove rule, for example, would effectively ban half of all models on the U.S. market from being sold. The department, that's just to hurt the fucking economy more. I mean, did they plan to starve your stupid asses? You better realize that. I know you ain't got the gumption to get off your goddamn couch and do any goddamn thing. Maybe you will when you're hungry. Maybe when you go in there and, or you go down to the store and there's just ain't nothing on the goddamn shelves. What are you going to do? Are you going to go graze like a cow? The department has also produced a finalized energy efficiency rules targeting washing machines, refrigerators, light bulbs. Collectively, the department said in February, these energy actions support President Biden's ambitions. Who in the fuck are you? You fucking freak. You fucking goddamn abomination to goddamn life, President Biden. You're not no fucking president. You're a fucking worm. You're a fucking goddamn corporate monarch. You're King Chuck's bitch is what you are, you piece of shit. And your fucking sons are fucking pedophiles just like you are, you bastard. Ambitious support President Biden. That fucking burns my ass every time I see it. Ambitious clean energy agenda to combat the climate crisis. Many portable generator manufacturers already impose voluntary standards to keep consumers safe from carbon monoxide emissions. The Portable Generator Manufacturer Association standard requires a generator to automatically shut off when the carbon monoxide concentrations hit certain levels. It also imposes product warning labels and durability requirements for the shutoff system. Still, the Biden administration, no, the fucking piece of shit, pedophile, dog shit eating piece of shit, is looking to adopt more stringent carbon monoxide emission caps from underwriters, laboratories, and international product safety company. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says its rule is necessary due to low compliance with voluntary standards in the gas. Oh, so it was voluntary. Now it's time for coercion. Isn't that funny how that voluntary thing, how that freedom, voluntary, free to volunteer, fucking how volunteer turns into fucking coercion, a pistol to your head, huh? Isn't that how that fucking works? You didn't go along with what we wanted just because we said it, so now we'll point a fucking gun at your head. Point the fucking gun, cocksucker. We got guns, too.
Hello, seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. Keep on them goddamn seatbelts, man. You betcha. Gas generator market. It estimates that just 30% of models comply with the Portable Generator Manufacturers Association standard. The association, however, says roughly 75% of the market is compliant with the standards. Only one manufacturer, Tektronik Industry, certifies its product to a level that would mostly satisfy the commission's proposed rule. But none of these models appear on bestseller and top-rated lists from Electric Generator Direct, Popular Machines, or Forbes. Only a few of the company's models, meanwhile, are strong enough to power a home during an outage. The company's models are also more expensive than their competitors. No. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says its standards will stop carbon monoxide deaths from portable generators. Commission Press Secretary Patty Davis, however, could only point to one fatal incident involving a model that complies with the Portable Generator Manufacturer Association standard, but the incident which killed these people in Louisiana in 2021 was likely caused by user error. Yeah, they put the motherfucker on their back porch. I mean, people do stupid shit. If you don't know what carbon monoxide is, and you don't, when you kill yourself, you put a hose on your fucking tailpipe of your car and you put it in and roll the fucking window up and put rags around it and you fucking asphyxiate yourself. That's what comes out of the generator too. It burns gas. And when you burn, I mean, if you're that fucking stupid, you need to be out of the gene pool anyway. But I don't need you. I fucking build my own fucking generator, and it will be gas powered, and there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. Louisiana in 2021 was likely caused by user error. The user placed the generator next to their house. No, they put the motherfucker on the back porch. I remember when it happened. With the exhaust port directly in front of the door, a setup that contradicts generator guidelines. If you don't know better than that, if you're that fucking dumb, bye. You don't need to be in the gene pool. The public comment period for a proposed generator rule ended 20th of June, and we really don't give a shit. Try, do whatever you fucking want. We're fucking Americans. We'll work around it. You're nothing. You're nothing, Biden. You're nothing but a fucking old pedophile, and your fucking times are coming. Your fucking trial's coming, bitch. And I want to, I'm going to be there to see your fucking eyes when you're doing the shit dance. See what else we have.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
And you know, like these SOBs, man, they, you know, if you ever think about what they do, man, they always, when they try to ban something, they always get to have it. Like I said, you know, we never left the king, you know, because, you know, it was always, you know, for the royalty, you know, they had a special privilege. You know, I am royalty blood, and you peasants and serfs can't do and have what I have. I thought we got away from that a long time ago.
Well, they conned the people into thinking they were free. I mean, hell, we conquered a continent under the idea that we were fucking free. We've never been fucking free because they've always been working at fucking that thin edge, that thick wedge to the thick edge. I'm taking those goddamn Bill of Rights and telling you to shove them up your ass. Now, see, they've had to wait, and they've done it incrementally over time. I mean, had they done it in the first 10 years after December 15, 1791, they would have got fucking, they'd have just got killed. The people would have just went and killed them. And that's what the people should be doing now. The people don't see that that's their goddamn law. Hey, we're the fucking rulers here, people. The individual free sovereign nationals. We the people. We have the goddamn right by law to blow these motherfuckers out of their boots. They are in violation of our law. We are the supreme jurisdictional authority in this country. Not fucking King Chuck. Not fucking King Chuck and his esquires. They are fucking goddamn, they're foreign fucking agents operating in the United States, running what is called a judicial system, which is nothing more than the same Star Chamber courts that we shot out of this fucking country back in, well, we started in 1775 before the hijacking. All this is so hard to talk.
Never been taught, man. You know, like I always tell you, you know, how did I find you? And that's my first time ever hearing about a common law court. They don't teach this in the public school system. You know, they don't like things that you talk about, like we are supposed to be in charge. They don't teach that. They have never, I mean, when I was going to school, man, they didn't teach us that. And I was taught you, you know, vote and, you know, a democratic process and all that. They didn't ever teach us that, you know, we the people are supposed to have the power. They never broke down, you know, the first and the second office, you know, and explained it to her. They never did that. You know, this is sad.
Of course they didn't. Once they got control, once they started public schools, once people started sending their kids to government schools, what did they expect the government to do? To tell them that they were the fucking supreme power over the government? Of course not. And is the government going to, you know, they were supposed to support and protect your constitution. I mean, your fucking rights, your Bill of Rights. But what did they do? They ground away at it. They chipped away at it. They did every dirty fucking thing. And from the beginning, when they wrote the fucking Constitution, who in the hell said this handful of fucking aristocrats who were the very same son of a bitches that the people rose up against April 1917 and 75, we're going to end up, well, we're going to have the judicial power over you, which is the fucking power over you. That's the power to take and kill you if you don't do what they fucking say. And the people said no. In 1791, the goddamn Bill of Rights was fucking ratified, and that says no. No, you do not have the goddamn jurisdictional authority over us. And we never gave you any kind of power to have any kind of fucking army or any kind of fucking coercive power over us whatsoever. In fact, our Bill of Rights tells us that our common law is to be the highest law in this fucking land. And I, a goddamn hillbilly from fucking Oregon can walk right up to that motherfucker Biden and tap him on the shoulder and say, you are under arrest. Because I would have already filled out the fucking affidavits for his fucking arrest in his individual capacity. There was no way you were going to jump into the fiduciary because the fiduciary was below the fucking authority of the people. Because the people supposedly granted the authority for the fucking fiduciary, but the people did not. Because the people did not fucking ratify that fucking constitution. Appointed fucking representatives of the aristocracy ratified that fucking constitution. And they could not, they were not elected by the people, so they could not fucking pass the people's authority on to their fucking rich fucking aristocratic brethren now, could they? Not by law, they couldn't. And at 1791, it was supposed to be settled. They had no goddamn authority over us. What so fucking ever? And they were never to be armed. But then, you know, they fucking, over the years, man, I mean, you're talking fucking Khazarian Jew, fucking slimeball motherfuckers that have been doing this for thousands of fucking years. Over the years, they fucking wormed it in. In 1930, I mean, when they did Prohibition, they knew the fucking people were going to drink. They just created a fucking black market where they can make a zillion dollars. A lot of people got killed that didn't need to get killed. And then they could turn around and say, we have to arm the FBI after all these gangsters. We've starved the people down so much that they're going out and they're fucking doing bank robbing fucking goddamn flurries across the United States. And, you know, back in them days, jurisdiction was jurisdiction. How in the fuck? Well, it's a corporate. They just made a corporation, and a corporation can change jurisdictions without the permission of the people. No, you fucking can't. You are beneath us, and you know it. That is that fucking goddamn common law Bill of Rights is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking country. And if we, the people, would just have the fucking moxie and quit thinking about the goddamn silver and gold and just go enforce that son of a bitch, we could put every one of you on the fucking gallows in fucking a day. I mean,
hey, Henry.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think, let's say this just for instance, if you think, like, let's say the breakdown of the second article was ever taught, you know, in, let's say in public schools, man, they ever broke it down and say, hey, whenever the government get out of line, this is what the second article is for you to shoot the shit out of them. And matter of fact, you are supposed to have armaments better than the government because they are never supposed to be able to ever out-arm we the people. Now, do you think, you know, it would have been any type of change in people's, you know, psychology just towards all this crap, man? I mean, I just don't know.
Well, the people did not know who they were for the longest time. When it was first, when the Bill of Rights was first ratified, every person was supposed to know how to have it memorized. Every child was supposed to have it memorized and know what it meant and be able to explain it by the time they were in third grade. And I mean, they come up with wars. They come up with all kinds of distractions, like all the shit we read on here. A lot of this, just like that last one about the generators. I mean, the fuck generators. We got goddamn little kids being fucking cut up alive and sold as a multi-billion-dollar international industry. And we're sitting here fucking watching it happen. I mean, the Bill of Rights, I mean, when you let the fucking government take over fucking educating your children, who educated them before that? The people in little communities would hire a teacher and they'd usually go to the local fucking church because all the people that lived together were of the same mind in religion and they would have, and they'd use the church. I mean, on my own grandfather's property, that's where they built the church, and my great-great-grandfather property, they built the church, and that's also where the school was. And they and the people themselves, without any government assistance, I mean, now you need government assistance. You could buy a car, you need a fucking agent. No, I don't need no fucking agents. I'm not fucking illiterate. I'm not fucking unintelligent. I can buy and sell something all by myself. And that's what they did. The people all got together and they agreed that every one of them said, I'll throw in $5-10 a month, and you know, there'd be enough there for a salary for a teacher, and they would put up the job up for a teacher. The teacher would come, and they would be, and it would be the teacher they wanted, and it would be of their fucking religion. You can bet on that. And then the teacher would come, and the teacher would come to the school, and it would teach what the fucking people told it to teach. If they got out of line, fuck you, you're fired. Get out the goddamn door. There wasn't none of this goddamn this non-governmental fucking union motherfucking shit. There's no way that we should have our education system to where the government controls it, because the government wants to control us. The government wants to wipe our fucking asses out. The government wants to take everything that belongs to the American national and take it for themselves and their international brethren. Well, you're not going to fucking do it. But that's why you've never seen it in schools, because that's one thing. That was the stopgap. When they got out of line, like I said, I should be able to right now. I can, by law, by the fucking law, I can walk up to fucking Biden, tap him on the shoulder and say, you're under arrest. You can't arrest the president. Yes, by God, I'm not arresting the president. I'm arresting Joe fucking Biden in his private capacity. You see how that works. And then I take him into fucking court and I show how he tried to use an inferior fucking jurisdiction in the fiduciary to violate my fucking rights. And he did so as an act of treason and sedition. Ah, guess what? The goddamn fucking jury gets to hear what they know the the Bill of Rights. So they understand the Bill of Rights and they know what happened to me happened to them. And I ask him, I say, we need to take this son of a bitch out front of the courthouse and hang him by a lamppost and let him fucking sit there and rot until the birds eat all the fucking goddamn meat off his body, his bones fall in the street, and the dogs haul him off. It's that goddamn simple. But that's why, because the reason it wasn't taught in the schools is because it was to keep the fucking, the people who paid for the fucking schools with your resources that they took from you at gunpoint against the fucking law, because they never had the authority to tax the individual sovereign national. They never had it, and they never could. It's like when they took the gold in 1933. Now we're going to take everybody's fucking gold. Whoa, stop there. I'm an individual sovereign national. There's only one way you can take something from me. You have to file a fucking action in the common law court, and you have to fucking show a fucking damage I did or a civil fucking crime I committed that I need to make restitution from, and then you can try to take my fucking gold if a jury fucking believes what you have to say. And I also have the right to charge you with fucking treason and sedition for trying to use an inferior jurisdiction to steal my fucking gold. Don't you see how that works? See, they had to stop the fucking Bill of Rights. That's why you can't, as loud as it's being shouted, we've been shouting for 12 fucking years. As loud as we're shouting it. That's why this site here is so fucking censored. So, they ran through so many fucking algorithms. But people hear it. People know. The people understand now. They know where the fucking answer lies. Now comes the hard part. That's when you fucking pump your fucking nuts up. You get your fucking mind right, and you fucking get ready to fucking take these son of a bitches out, because there's only one way they're going to go. Because it ain't just busting their ass at what they're doing. We've done that a zillion times over. Hell, they sit and brag about it. They put up fucking videos of Hunter Biden fucking molesting little six-year-old girls doing coke. They don't give a shit because there is no consequence. There's no consequence because we're not making the consequence. If they take away the common law courts, which they have, the seats set vacant, the courts are there, but the seats set vacant, we are forced to revert to the second article. It is our duty to revert to the second article and shoot their fucking ass out of here, reinstall the fucking common law courts, reinstall the people's absolute authority over this fucking country, and fucking get rid of the fucking trash and return it to what it was. And it can be done. It could be done easily if it weren't for the worshippers of the silver and gold. The mammon worshippers, man, I'll tell you what, that mammon is powerful fucking shit. Anyways, I'm tired of talking about this fucking crap. You guys understand what I'm saying. And it ain't going to change until we fucking change it. And that's the God's truth. Anyway, well, let's see. I don't know. Don't be stupid. Don't take no wooden nickels. I don't know what to tell you. But that is the word from the trenches.